A million questions raced through my mind, and when Graceland came into the bedroom and wanted to know why I hadn't gone to therapy, I lashed out. Brady, you need to get back to therapy. They keep calling to reschedule your appointments. You're never going to recover if you don't. Don't pretend to know what I need, Graceland. Brady, what is going on? I'm only trying to help, but every time I do, you push me away. Tell me what I can do. Nothing. I don't need your help. I wasn't ready to tell her the truth. Hell, I didn't even want to face it myself. On the same day that the crops had failed, Charlie's dad, Benjamin, died of a heart attack while standing on the front porch, pondering, smoking his pipe. As the bank court bailiff handed him a foreclosure notice, Benjamin slowly lowered his gaze to read it. The shock showed on his face, and his eyes bulged wide open into a blank stare. His cheeks flushed, and he grabbed hold of the bailiff by the scruff of his throat, just briefly, before he collapsed to his knees in a heap. His lifeless body fell forward off the porch, flat on his face. Dead. When you see a guy 3 times per week for a lot of weeks to perform major wound care in an area like his tailbone, you eventually find yourself engaging in unexpected small talk, since chatting about the weather gets boring and jokes about taping his asshole shut only have a limited number of variations before you start to recycle old material. This guy was a gun lover, a dog lover, an avid sportsman before his paralysis, and never stopped being an absolute wild man afterward either. He's probably the only paraplegic I'll ever meet that got a speeding ticket in the unmodified truck he owned before paralysis for driving like a maniac, using a broom handle to operate the gas and brake.